Christmas can be the most wonderful time of the year, but it can also feel like the worst for some. Stress levels can increase, and anxiety often makes its presence felt. The good news is that there are some simple life hacks you can introduce and some clever devices that can help to make everything feel much better. Although we wish it weren't the case, stress and anxiety are often part and parcel of the holiday season, and the closer we get to the big days, the more they can make their presence felt. There's rarely one single cause behind their appearance. It's more often than not a combination of things. There's the dilemma of what to buy. How others will perceive your gifts. Trying to budget for all manner of things. And managing and meeting lofty expectations. In addition, there is the stress of entertaining and cooking a special dinner, which often brings forth panic, tension, and stress, as well as some invisible external factors that, without you realizing, are making you feel worse. Fortunately, you can introduce some simple life hacks today to help you deal with what might come your way. For more than 3 years now, my wife and I have made a concerted effort to stop watching, reading, or listening to all news and current affairs. And, if truth be told, we feel significantly better for it. Most news outlets, excluding this one, focus on something called a negativity bias. Have you ever wondered why you feel compelled to watch or read about negative events, such as accidents, deaths, conflicts, natural disasters, and celebrity traumas? The answer is quite simple: it is built into you. As a species, we are born with a survival mechanism that causes us to have a stronger emotional reaction to shocking or negative information. Negativity bias is a proven psychological phenomenon that has been well documented. The more shocking the news, the more attentive we become. It is why news media deliberately frames a significant percentage of its content in a negative light. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to work out what the constant bombardment of this will be on your mental health. Given that many news media outlets are filled with people who seem to be morally bankrupt, allergic to the truth, and whose role is to keep feeding you negativity and shock purely for their own gain and their paymaster's benefit, the best thing you can do is switch off from them. If you are concerned that you'll miss something important, do not completely cut interaction with your preferred news media source. A good way to start is by watching or listening to just one short news broadcast in the early evening. Earlier would be better, as you don't want to try to sleep with fresh negative thoughts in your mind. As I have mentioned, my wife and I completely stopped watching, reading, or listening to the news years ago, and the effect on our mental health has been hugely positive. It is not only the news and current affairs legacy press that is utilizing underhand psychological tricks. The same nefarious techniques can be found across social media. Recently, the word doomscrolling has made its way into everyday parlance. Doomscrolling is when you spend a lot of time online consuming and seeking out negative news to reconfirm how you feel. As with watching, reading, and listening to the news, I would suggest imparting the same time-limiting technique to social media. I realize that it will be incredibly difficult. After all, one of the most addictive aspects of social media is the dopamine fix. Each time you feel the need to reach for your phone, remind yourself that you are not an addict. Before I discuss the physical devices that can help, here are a few more simple things you can do to strengthen your mental shield. I'd suggest removing or limiting interaction with what are commonly known as emotional leeches. These people, who can be friends or even family members, will drain your energy, leaving you feeling exhausted and more susceptible to stress. Many emotional leeches know precisely what they're doing, as it is one of the tried and tested ways they make themselves feel better. When interacting with all emotional leeches, my advice is to look after number one. Give them the same consideration they give you, and avoid putting your own mental health at risk for the sake of others. Another very beneficial thing you can do is pay more attention to what you eat and drink. Although it kind of goes against the Christmas spirit, try to limit your alcohol intake. Also, as much as you can, reduce your consumption of ultra-processed foods and tasty goodies that contain large amounts of sugar and unpronounceable chemicals. Let us now look at the devices that can help to reduce stress and anxiety. The first device I am suggesting is the AlphaStim. It is a non-invasive, non-pharmaceutical cranial electrotherapy stimulation, CES, device that delivers a low-amplitude electrical current to the brain via clips connected to your ear lobes. An electrical imbalance in the brain causes negative feelings, including anxiety. Without going into too much detail, the AlphaStim resets the electrical activity to what it should be. In our extensive testing, we found that it produced almost immediate results. If you're convinced that this Christmas will be a tough one, I would advise getting one now, so you can be in the best shape mentally well before the chaos starts. The second device I would recommend is the Muse Meditation Headband. My wife and I have been meditating with the Muse headbands for around 3 years. The introduction of meditation has completely changed our lives for the better, giving us a new perspective on the world. Unlike with the AlphaStim, achieving many of meditation's positive benefits will entail time and effort. However, it's well worth it. The final product I would recommend is something that many might not have heard about. It's a PEMF therapy mat. PEMF stands for Pulsed Electromagnetic Field Therapy. It is a non-invasive treatment that harnesses the power of low-frequency magnetic fields to help with healing and recovery. One of the many benefits PEMF brings is the ability to relieve stress. Regular use of a PEMF mat can reduce cortisol levels, which are linked to high levels of stress. It can also stimulate neuron signals, prompting the release of endorphins throughout the body, including the brain. The result is an uplift in one's mood and a reduction in feelings of depression. In conclusion, there are many ways to reduce stress and anxiety, and the good news is that some don't require you to part with money and just involve taking a little more control of your life. With the implementation of a few simple things, life can feel a whole lot better from today. The first thing I'd advise you to do is switch off from the news and limit your time on social media. Next, watch what you eat and drink and also rid yourself of emotional leeches. If you feel that you might need some extra help, look into the devices I have suggested. One final suggestion if things are getting on top of you is to pop on some warm clothes, head outside, go for a walk to clear your head, and spread a bit of kindness to the people you pass along the way. I am confident that you'll feel all the better for doing it.